Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sarah, Alex, Stella and Em with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, construction on Brisbane's Victoria Park has cleared a federal environmental hurdle, with the Federal Environmental Department deeming the construction of the Olympic Stadium not a controlled action. The department's decision is a declaration that the construction is unlikely to have an environmental impact, regardless of how it is undertaken. David Hinchcliffe from the Save Victoria Park Advocacy Group said that this decision was not surprising and that the group is focusing its endeavour to protect Brisbane's largest green space under the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Heritage Protection Act. Preparatory works for the slated $3.6 billion stadium are set to begin on June 1st when the land is transferred to the Games Independent Infrastructure and Coordination Authority.
In other local news, a couple is suing Monash IVF for negligence after a Brisbane woman was incorrectly implanted with another couple's embryo. The plaintiffs allege they believed the child was genetically theirs until February 2025, when it was revealed that the birth mother had given birth to another couple's baby. The negligence claim includes a list of allegations against Monash IVF, including the company's failures to develop safe systems to transfer correct embryos and their poor record keeping. This new case comes after the March settlements reached with families involved in the Brisbane mix-up and a different situation that occurred in Melbourne.
In national news, 13 Australian women and children with ties to Islamic State fighters are returning home to Australia today. Many of the women are referred to as ISIS brides who followed their ISIS fighter partners to Syria in 2019. When ISIS collapsed, they were placed in a Syrian refugee camp where they've been held for the past couple years. Australian Federal Police Commissioner Chrissy Barnett has warned that some of the individuals will be arrested upon arrival in Melbourne today. Charges will include terrorism offences and crimes against humanity, such as slave trading. A Syrian government official has said the Australian government was the deciding factor in their return, and any delays were to ensure proper procedures were in place to receive the women. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen said Victoria Police are working with the AFP to ensure the safety of all Victorians.
In other national news, a new program developed by UQ researchers will help autistic children thrive in sports. The online training program, Creating Connections, will provide coaches with strategies for building inclusive sporting environments, equipping them to support autistic children through specialized training. The program was co-designed by people with lived experience of autism, as well as their families, targeting people up to age 25. Training has already been administered to gymnasts and swim coaches at Y Queensland and will be rolled out to other Queensland organisations before being applied nationally. Young people gain so much from the physical, emotional and cognitive benefits of our sports, and through Creating Connections, autistic kids are no longer missing out, said Dr. Jess Hill of UQ's Sport of Rehabilitation Science.
And in international news, Russian punk group Pussy Riot, alongside members of Ukrainian feminist movement FEMEN, were amongst protesters who stormed the opening of the Russian pavilion at the Venice Biennale. The anti-Putin feminist groups adorned their faces with pink balaclavas before rushing the venue, despite an Italian police blockade that only lasted half an hour. This year was Russia's first participation in the international art show since the 2022 Ukrainian invasion. Nadja Tononki, Pussy Riot founder, claimed that the only Russian art to be displayed was that by imprisoned peoples, who represent the real Russia. Last week, the Golden Lion Prize Awards jury resigned following the participation of both Russia and Israel, not to assign prizes to countries currently under international investigation for human rights abuses. Featuring a series of musical performances, Russian's pavilion is scheduled to be open for a week of previews before the official May 9th opening. On claims any country with relations with Italy is appropriate for inclusion, the Biennale has welcomed Russia despite opposition by the Italian government.
For your weather today, Brisbane is a little cloudy, but it should stay dry throughout the day. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.